You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here now they are. Matt and Ouija.
You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And then I got the notice we were canceled on there, and I was just so fucking pissed. Do you know how many years I spent cultivating that damn X thing? And we lived through Twitter and X and everything else. And oh, I guess we're not recording. Sorry.
Folks, we've been gay crimed.
We have. During Pride Month, no less.
Yeah, they're all like, X says no more.
I'm sure
to
it's
your
just
gay sex.
And you know what? They had just affirmed that they were, like, okay with adult accounts.
Okay with gay?
Uh-huh. Well, adult accounts. I don't know, but anyway.
I didn't specify a sexuality that they were okay with?
No. They were just like, yeah, you can post porn whatever you want. You can post porn and right-wing bullshit all up in
well,
your
feed.
It's
funny, because on my ex, I'm still, like, putting my dick out there. And,
well,
you know, all
you're not only doing that on your ex, you're doing that on other people's exes, too.
I'm doing ex sex everywhere.
Yeah. But we'll talk about that in a few moments. Let's start the show.
Please stand by.
Welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex, son.
And everything you still maybe do or do not.
That's right. Anyway, hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija.
Oh, I'm Daddy Matt.
And I'm Boy Ouija. The Duke of Dickdom Downland.
Get it? Get it?
Wow, that's crazy.
Dickdom down, man.
Dickdom down.
Anyway, hey, a big gay welcome to everybody, our new listeners and our old listeners and our followers on Instagram and Blue Sky and X and, oh, wait, that's right, if you're following us on X, it's not fucking there.
It's not functioning, folks.
That's right.
Not happening.
It was just like one of those things that was after some event. I think it was, we went to happy hour, and I came home and I was like, oh, everything's nice. I think I'm going to have a wank. And I opened up to X, and it said, your account's suspended.
They're like, wank, no more.
And then
more.
It turns out that our old email address that was no longer functioning is the way that they contact you after you send them a report every fucking single day saying, please reinstate our account. Because we didn't do. All we do is we post our show, wank, and then we repost porn.
Well, why can't we get that?
That other people have already posted.
Yeah, yeah, pre-posted porn.
That's right. We excrete, we retweet, we whatever they call it now. So, if something's inappropriate, go bother somebody else. Just, they delete enough of those posts without pulling people's accounts, so.
Well, I wonder if it's because we don't have, like, some kind of a, because we are a podcast, and we're not, you know,
we don't have the blue check mark type thing.
Well, yeah, that we're not blue check mark and not doing business through them.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. Either that or it's one of those things where, oh my God, it's Pride Month. My name's Karen or Chad, let's be fair. I'm going to go through and find out all the gay people and I'm going to report them. I wouldn't be surprised if it was that shit either.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was a Supreme Court justice's wife.
Don't get me started on any of that on this show.
Yeah, this ain't the show for that, because we are big, gay, sexy.
Yeah.
And we're talking about
We're talking about, oh, well, before we talk about sex, it's a porn store. Oh, poor Ari Gold. That was so sad.
What?
Ari Gold, he died like 3 years ago.
Why are you bringing that up now?
Well, because it's Pride. No, I was just singing one of his songs. Never mind, let's move on. Okay, so Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us. Well, me, and Luigi shows up sometimes and, you know, says, hey, here's my penis on X.
Yeah, I'm all like, here's the penis, lick my butt. Okay, yeah. I'm out.
Oh, you got a lot of responses on that pool pick with the smack over your junk.
The smack? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good photo. A lot of people smack. Really liked that one. Anyway.
Nothing says summer like smack.
That's true. Okay, so receive awards not open to the general public, like special videos, Patreon only stuff, vintage podcast archive access, naughty photos of us, and so much more. And you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS.
We want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons, Lon, Bucky, and Sam.
Yay! And all of them have been interacting with us on the Patreon, too, so we're very appreciative of that.
It looks like Sam needs to respond to a message.
Yes.
To get your audio.
Yeah.
Look, boy.
You have to respond to our private messages on Patreon.
Make Daddy happy.
Well, he already made us happy. He joined our Patreon. Now he has to give us that happy ending by, you know, responding to our messages.
What you want from Daddy Matt or our boy Ouija.
Yeah, it'll probably be boy Ouija.
Boy Ouija.
I haven't had to record any of those.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I like listening to yours before I send them and giggling hysterically.
Oh, shit. I owe one.
Yes, to...
Matt.
Matthew, yeah.
Who's
gonna,
holy mother.
Who's going to flip my cards?
Well, he's going to eat. Yeah. Well, I mean, he flips for a lot of stuff. He flips for chips and strips for bread.
That's hi-ho, hot.
Hi-ho.
Okay. Where are we? Okay, so, and that it brings us to, don't forget, at the $10 level, you can get 5 personalized minutes of dirty audio by either one of us. And just remember that when you do join at the $10 level, you have to respond to our message on Patreon so that we know what to say to...
How to proceed, what
get,
you want.
Get you off. Get you up, get you off. Oh, guess what?
What?
The Desert Heat Magazine Pride model is Bo Maverick.
Uh-oh, you're going to have to stop and show me. Because I have not seen this yet.
Oh, well, let's just not pause, but I'll show you. Because it's really Desert Heat.
Desert Heat makes me beat my meat.
I know! Okay. Oh,
wow, they do have a good look. Oh, if you have not been to their website, their website's good looking.
Yeah.
It's sexy. It's a sexy website.
So this is
Desert
Bo.
Heat Magazine. Oh, he's hot. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Look at all that fur. I love that fur. Oh, and they also have the IML 2024 issue out,
Emil.
Which is really cool. Emil. I like. It's like you get a chance to check out what it was
our,
like being
our
there
local boys
going.
In there?
I don't think so. I didn't.
You
I don't
didn't
think
see our
I
locals?
Saw him. Mm-mm.
We have a couple locals here at our leather bar. We have the Bolt.
Yeah. Oh, we have one that's just woof. Arf. And I mean that in a good way, not a... I meant it as a woof, not a how rule.
How rule. Oh, God.
All right. Anyway, go over to DesertHeatMag.com and you can check out all the issues. And there's a lot
beat
of issues
your meat
on there.
To the Desert Heat.
It's like going to the psychiatrist because there's a lot of issues there.
I think it'd be like going to the porno arcade.
There's
so many joysticks.
Yeah, I like that.
Joysticks.
I know somebody that likes to go to the arcades, the Vijo store, as he calls it.
Vijo?
Yeah. Hey, check out the hottest sex on X.
Well, that ain't happening.
Yeah. For us, anyway.
Well, but for him. We just
me.
Still up and functioning,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you can go over to Ryan Landers... XXX, and check out Ryan Landers because he is so fucking hot.
He is something else. People.
And then Milking Coach.
And, he's something else too.
Yes, and I need to get back to him about some stuff that he emailed me. But you know, at least I don't know how. Oh, I don't know how to get Instagram. I'll hit him up on Instagram.
Hit him up on Insta spam.
And then Randy Morgan X. formerly known as Taylor Imagined.
Or better known as at Randy Morganks.
Yeah. He's been posting some hot clips over there. Yeah. Well, he was. I don't know about now. Just saying, I'm a little bitter.
Ah, I tell you.
I'm bitter for Bader Bomb.
And here is, yes, a word from our sponsors. Who's not a sponsor? But I love them so much that I must preach and sing the praises of Bader Bomb. And if you have not experienced Bader Bomb, please go to BaderBomb.com.
Remain calm, go to Bader Bomb.
Empowering men with self-care, one penis at a time, BaderBomb.com.
Absolutely.
And the guys there, they will take care of you in a way that you've never been taken care of before. Because as you know, men, we're often like, you know, pushed to the side when it comes to our needs. But guess what? BaderBomb attends to all your needs. All of your palm to peen needs.
That is true.
Go on down. They have it in.
I finally made a dent in my big old jar.
I made a dent because the way I apply it is I just open up the top and I just start shoving my head in. And so my flange of my cock picks up enough grease to where that's all I need.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it.
I had the visual of you just shoving your head.
Like, my cock head into Bader Bomb.
Now that makes more sense.
And so if you ever open my Bader Bomb, you'll notice like a nice donut hole size. Okay, so more like,
Are you sure you're not applying it with the wrong end? Okay,
it's more like a white claw size hole. Because actually my cock is the thickness of a white claw. Not quite a beer can, but it's just the we know several guys that have beer can cocks.
Oh, fuck yeah. Like, crazy size,
You know, a White Claw is a nice...
Yeah.
It's not quite as nice as a beer can, but...
I'm
not going to send you to the hospital. But I'm sure as hell going to feel it.
Yeah. Now, I just remember the first time I even heard that reference about beer can cock was your bus driver.
Ah!
And you were telling me about how, you know, he basically broke you.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, we'll reiterate the story real quick just so people understand.
Sure.
I wasn't a child at the time.
No,
I was in my 20s, and the bus driver I had in my teens ended up, so I went to school for school bus driving. I went to an academy and passed for school bus driving, but my trainer was my old bus driver. And before you knew it, we're fucking and carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always kind of wondered, because he was not very flirty with the teenage girls, which most male school bus drivers were a bit flirty.
Which is creepy.
I know, very creepy. But he was always very, very nice and very polite. But
Yeah.
He always had he had feathered hair.
Yeah.
He had a dick that was just at heart.
Oh,
he's like, I'm going to fuck you. I'm like, okay.
That was so you in the 20s. That was seriously, and I'm not joking, and I'm not razzing.
I went
somebody
always.
Did something like that, and you were just like, okay.
They wanted to get fucking their ass. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, hey, don't forget to check out the hottest erotica writing out there at Akade, A-K-A-D-I-C-H-O-T-A, Akade Chota, which is the X handle, and at JVALGEAN author. I might just have to do links for them later because those are kind of some tough names. But Jean Valjean, the author, we're going to talk about him a little bit later too. Cause, either on this show or the next show, because there's some great, I just read some awesome erotica by him. All right. Hey, want to give a shout out to Bait World.
Ah. Uh-huh.
They're fucking awesome.
I do love Bait World. I am on Bait World. Find me. Let's hang.
Yeah. So what do you do on Bait World?
I just literally look at... I mean, I keep meaning to... For some reason, my camera, the old camera I had, doesn't work well on my computer anymore.
Interesting.
It's really weird. Yeah. It's really, really strange because...
probably trying to force you to upgrade.
I bet you anything because it's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while since I've used it, but so I mean, I go on there to check out pictures and like things and whatnot.
Yeah.
But It would be fun to do their porn roulette thing.
I've heard about that. I've never done that because for me, it's like, you know, being a chub, I tend to have more of a specific, you know, audience.
Well, I'm sure you could find the
niche market. I'll look on there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is the in the general, like, roulette type thing, I haven't done anything like that.
No, a long time ago, that I was so in love with doing it. I really did. And I had, good Lord, I had a guy in Germany, a guy in Australia, you know, and there was, like...
Balloon guy.
There were, oh my God, there were so many different, there was like, at any given time, there was one of them on, you know, and God forbid two of them were on at the same time, because I'd be like, oh, which one do I feel like, the, you know, and I had to shine one on and be like, oh, I'll be back later, but yeah, no, that was fun, ISPQ8 or something like that.
Didn't you have an Irish guy too?
No, there was, and the one that I was in love with, though, was the Australian guy. He was so hot, good gravy, and so much fun, such a good guy.
Cool.
The funny thing is, people, you know, I go out there, go out to Bait World, go out to, you know, various porn roulette kind of things, and camera roulette or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, go out there and have some fun. If that's your deal, you're going to find somebody that's going to love your style.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So this is just some chit chat and stuff going on, and I was going to tell you that I'm kind of in a sex porn slump.
I'm not far behind.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I've been, like, usually... Okay, now, throughout my life, I recorded enough self-sex porn. You know,
really? No.
I know. So, I mean, my partners, I would say 99% of the time, they know that I'm recording. And they, you know, they're the ones encouraging it, too. Mm-hmm. And we're just having a great time. And, of course, there's, you know, a couple of moments I'm not proud of. But I hit a camera, yeah, but for my own personal pleasure. So, just fair warning, if you have sex with me, you might be on camera. Anyway, but that's my kink because I want it for my spank bank, but not so much to publish it or anything like that, even though there's plenty of published stuff of me.
Well, yeah, there. But at least that was done mostly by others.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, on X, I'll just, you know, post pictures of my cock.
Yeah.
My cock! And then, you know, stuff like that. So, not really big heavy on, or if somebody, you know, you're hitting, talking it up on a, you know, in a app, and somebody's like, well, can I see, like, a video of you fucking? And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Because as gay men, we know that we have to have that resume.
Right.
Of pictures, and, you know, maybe some video, either of self-pleasure to the point of, you know, squirt, squirt, or, you know, here, I'm fucking a dude, yeah.
Yeah, like, one of the things I get hit up a lot for is they want to see me squirting. And squirting? I'm like, I do have one video that I managed to get that I was actually like, I don't look totally hideous in that.
Well, make sure you find, well, and here, and remember this, folks. Don't let that one video get too aged.
So yeah, yeah, to yeah, do, yeah, totally.
What you need to do is remember, so here's a little trick, okay? So you need to remember the exact, you know, lighting at the time, you know, was, you know, was it like, you know, twilight? Was it, you know, bright light? Was it, what was it? And then, you know, try to re-emulate that, you know, jack off it or whatever, you know, on, you know, maybe a yearly basis or once every 2 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just don't want to go too old. And then before you know it, somebody's accusing you of like, eh, it's false advertising. So.
And we've both been there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've both shown up to places and been like, oh, shit. And you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the guy that's getting turned down because you didn't put something new up. You don't want to be that guy.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I try to keep myself within the year, you know, because that seems to be pretty fair.
Within the year with you, it's like within the week.
Nah.
I mean, and I'm not knocking that either. I'm just saying that...
And, I mean, that
you're far
thing.
More video literate with that than I am.
Well, that kind of opens up a thing, too, because, you know, in this day and age with all this, the social media, you know, people take, you know, 5 million pictures at any given time. And, you know, just a reminder, too, that, you know, if your scrolling of, say X, you know, goes from being a turn on to being jealous, stop doing it.
Oh, that's a you know? Really good point. Yeah.
Cause, I mean, because I noticed that even, you know, with people I know and myself, that, you know, at first you're getting on there, you're getting really aroused, you're getting really turned on and whatnot. And if you're not in a very good place, it turns to a place of, you know, comparison, you know? you're comparing you. So, like, you know, one of my favorite ones is, like, Logan Stevens, you know? I am totally turned on by Logan Stevens. Mm-hmm. I'm not usually, you know, into, like, you know, fellow blondie, you know, mm-hmm. reddish, you know?
Yeah.
But there's the ones that turn me on. And Logan Stevens does that, but if I watch him too much, I'm like, bad bitch, you know? And yeah. So you don't want to be that person with porn. So you don't want to be, like, watching too much to where you're, like, you're, like, comparing yourself to anybody. Because you're there to get a hard-on, maybe stroke out, or squirt. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Just get a little bit of your sex on, maybe.
Right. Well, I actually, it's been the opposite for me. Like, and you know what? I think the whole suspended account thing, honestly, may have been part of that. Because that was, like, when I, you know, am going to goon or something like that, I go there first. Mm. And I kind of check, you know, see if there's any messages, see the retweets and all that shit, which now they made likes private, which
I think it's very interesting.
Like, why? So that, you know, the political whatever's on there can't see, you know, like, they can hide more. I don't know. But I just... And that, like, sometimes you can go on there, because sometimes with the porn accounts, I'll go on there and see what they've liked so that I can find other, you know, sources of where some of their stuff is coming from. But regardless...
I wonder what the reasoning is behind, because there's many reasons to actually hide those likes.
Yeah.
There really is. I mean, whether it's, you know...
Well, it's like, and they show... I think they were showing bookmarks at one point, but I don't know. Hmm. So if somebody was, like, bookmarking something, you know, that, like, you could look at it and kind of be like, okay, you're weird. Mm-hmm. Not judging, but you're weird.
Judge a bitch.
Yeah. But I would go on there. I would use that. And then if I wanted to go on to, like, X videos or something like that, then whatever. But I think that there was a little bit of that. But also, at the time, I was trying to find something inspiring. I just... It's kind of like I'm burned out on it. Like, everything was either the same, or it's the stuff that's a little too much for me. You know, I don't need to scroll and suddenly see... come squirting out a butt at me, like, ease me into it, you know? but I don't know, I just lately porn, well, not all porn obviously, but a lot of adult material like that I usually use to get off on has felt kind of negative to me. And I know when I'm at that point, I need to take a porn diet.
Yeah,
which we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of where I'm at, because, like, I don't know. I just need to, like, look at some G-rated guys or something for a while, because when I get to that point, you know, it's not fun. And it also, but I also miss it, because I like my, you know, a little goon and squirt and all good, but... Lately,
You know, that's something we need to remind people too. I mean, you know, I know every, like, 10th episode we'll, like, say it, but and when you are getting a little burnt out on your typical, you know, porn, you need to go on a porn diet. Now, that porn diet doesn't have to mean that you give up all porn, but try a different genre. Try, you know, erotic stories, you know?
Which I did, and I will bring up a little bit later, too.
Okay.
It's slated for the next show, but...
Yeah, or go and find some of that ASMR stuff, you know, where it's just
the
audio.
I'm going to tell you, I wasn't planning on telling certainly talking about it here, but I will...
Pandora.
Because, you know, on Reddit, there are ASMR type, like, there's gay... sex audio stories. Like, and they also have where people will submit scripts. Like, this is my script and it's really dirty. Anybody that wants to read it and record it, you know, just post it here.
Oh, shit.
So there's...
I need to find one of those.
Well, it's very hitting. The group that I am in, which I haven't checked out for a while.
Wait, you didn't fully explain what that is, though.
What?
So, I mean, what exactly is, for those that don't know.
Okay, yeah.
So, I mean, how is it different than just reading a story?
I don't know.
So when you're listening to an ASMR, it's like listening
So let me rephrase that then.
Yeah.
This is basically gay sex stories, but they're audio. So not sometimes it's somebody reading the story that they have written, and but most of the time in this group, it's them acting it out.
Yeah, okay, that's where I was trying to get you to explain.
Because
there's one thing for me to be like, and then, you know, Travis took out his penis
right.
and inserted it into Brandon's butthole. You know what I mean? But then there's a whole other one where it's Brandon. Like, Brandon, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Brandon, stop. You know?
Yeah, well, and this is group that is, for the most part, I mean, the basics, you know, they have the basic rules of, you know, that all groups have, don't post this, don't post that.
Yeah.
But they do forced sex fantasy. Mm-hmm. They do incest. They do age play. They they'll allow a lot of that type of stuff, which is, you know, some of the stuff that I recorded, like, you know, football dad and Halloween thing or something like years and years ago. Mm-hmm. Raped by a big dick zombie. That was really popular. That got like 30,000-40,000 listens or something like that. Anyway, so I went on the group because I wanted to try listening to a little bit something different. And I came across this one where it's this guy that's a little femme. And basically he's, I'm going to show my butthole to these guys outside because it's funny. Oh, look, they were grabbing their crotch. Oh, look, they're knocking on my door. Oh, my God. Oh, they're slapping me around. They're raping me. They're doing all this stuff. Yes, I'm a little slut. And I was like, okay. Well, I mean, that was fun. You know, not really totally, whatever.
The ones I really like are the ones that kind of like, you know, so, I mean, it's usually two or three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually like, hey, do you want to see something? Mm-hmm. And then, come on, Steve, come on. Look at this, you know?
Right.
And then he gets Steve going, wow, man, leave me alone. What do you want? And then he looks back and he's like, what are you doing to your penis out? You know? And,
right.
And so I really love those.
Yeah, and there are some of those, but a lot of them in this group are really usually done more by femme guys. Mm. Now, there are a couple more butch guys, and they're okay to listen to, but, you know, They create enough good fantasy, so it's not wasted. But there was one that made me almost leave the group. And that was one where it was supposed to have incestuous overtones in it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm listening to it, and it's basically this dad that gets in bed with his son. And then basically it started acting out this whole molestation type thing. And it was creepy as fuck, and about 5 minutes into it I turned it off, and I swear it was so, I don't want to say triggering, but it was just like, two things that fuck me up are abusing pets and abusing kids.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it just turned me the fuck off. I like anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, beware. If you're going to do those groups or whatever, you know, I don't... I mean, because it was so... And I think the thing was, is it wasn't like him getting in bed with his 18-year-old son and banging the hell out of him. It was played so much younger than should ever be. I was really disturbed, and it bugged me. No, anyway,
I kind of always prefer when, you know, they pass graduation and they're over 18.
Exactly.
When it comes to the daddy porn.
I mean, because that's a fantasy that some people have, you know, and as long as it's legal, consensual, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I remember
even in writing, it needs to be that way.
Yeah. Now, I remember, like, being, I'll give off a... I remember... jacking off in my dad's underwear when I was a teenager, though. You know what I mean? But it was mid-teens, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I wanted to have sex with my dad so much. It was just that a grown man's penis was in that.
I totally get that.
So it was just, it was like neat. It was like, oh my God, it's just like a grown man's underwear. It's happened to be my dad. So yeah, so please write in and tell us how disturbed you are. But, when you're a teenager, you do all kinds of weird
stuff.
But
that's just also...
out of absolute porn right. is.
But that's the difference. If we're talking about something stupid or hot or whatever that we did in our teens, that's our personal experiences that shaped us toward who we are now. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about them because of that.
Yeah.
Not as titillation of, hey, when I was 12 years old, you know, because that's
here, NAMBLA. Yeah.
Yeah, that, ew.
I know. Ugh. And if you don't know what NAMBLA is,
don't look it up. Don't look swear, it up. They will come for you.
You will be on a list.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
But
so
that's what we had to deal with when we were growing up. Is there was a whole group of pedophiles that thought that was cool. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
And on we go.
Yuck. All right. True or false? Okay. So actually, this is a question I have for you.
Oh.
True or false?
Uh-huh.
Does masturbation decrease testosterone levels?
Yes, at first. Because what happens is, you know, your testosterone's, you know, reaction to the stimuli, and it's loving it. It's enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
And then, just like anything, you know, the glass, you know, goes to half full once you squirt. And then you have to reproduce. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
All right. Well, let's look up what the professionals say. Let's see if they agree with you.
Yeah, because it's kind of like it's kind of a spectrum. It's kind of like you got to get rid of some. To
Wham!
Masturbation
does not decrease T levels. While there are links between testosterone levels and sexual desire, sexual activity or masturbation won't affect T levels or desire over the long run. Now, it could. Some of what you said could be right. I mean, you know,
there's a dip right after you come.
Right.
I think
but
there is a thing that
it won't over time affect.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a long term thing. I mean, because according to my doctor, your T levels, they ebb and flow throughout the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So
anyway, but that question had come up before, so I wanted to.
Did it come up?
Oh, it came up in me. All right, let's see. Well, we're going to save that one because we got some other stuff here. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listener feedback. Bucky says, thanks, guys. Your show is great. Your banter is outstanding. Aw. And you can really tell that you two are good friends. Aw.
That's sweet.
We do such a good acting job.
I know. I hate this bitch.
Yeah. Keep up the good work. I think I learned something new each episode.
Oh, I do too.
Oh. Yeah. How much you hate me. All right.
Zachary.
We got some news, and that is performer Sean Xavier has signed an exclusive deal with Carnal Media. And the company announced that he's performed in Cum Dump Sluts from Bareback Plus. And is currently shooting for Scout Boys and other carnal sites. Anyway, based in Los Angeles, he has spent his life traveling across the USA and, quote, I feel my experiences in various parts of the country have given me a deeper understanding of people from diverse backgrounds, he says. Basically means he's fucked everybody. But, okay, so the thing that got me a little bit weird, he is a black performer, and they didn't mention that anywhere in the story.
Hmm.
My question isn't, oh, they should have, but it just seemed a little odd, because usually they make such a big deal about it, but he is a beautiful man.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. So, I think we might be moving towards a time when they're no longer as
tokenism?
Or fetishized. Like they're just object. You know what I mean? So they're actually a performer and not just an object.
And that is the way it should be.
A BBD.
And
BBC.
I would watch whatever he's performing in
because
he is gorgeous.
He's a good looking guy. He's a beautiful body.
Yep. One other quick news story here for
What is Carnal
Carnal, I believe Carnal is the ones that push out the
they push out the sperm when they're done.
Yes, Carnal Media. I want to make sure I get it right, but I believe they're the ones that push out the
spew. They dispute
the gay cest and all that. But yeah, welcome to Carnal Media.
Well, that's not quite it.
No, but.
That's
Oh my, okay, you're gonna make. Wow, your website, guys.
Well, I don't think that's them, though.
Carnal meat. No, that's their signal. That's their sign.
Are you sure?
Well, maybe that, not.
That says market research since I am.
Well, maybe I spelled it wrong. Anyway, it doesn't. Go look it up if you want to know. You go look it up if you want to know. Anyway, well, it's the same damn thing.
Huh? That's
doesn't
really
matter.
Well, I think that's a link. That blue thing is link.
Well, yeah, it's a story to this, but it doesn't link to...
But shouldn't they have a link to the media?
Oh, Carnal Plus. There we go. Yeah. So they're the ones that do the gay system, the Mormon boys and all. Oh, what is that one? That's a priest one, it looks like. Hello.
He's one hell of a priest.
Scout boys, gay sass, fun size, stag home, Masonic boys, gang. Oh my god.
Huh.
Twink top. I like the twink top ones. In fact, that's one of the things that I got to the point where I'm like, okay, let's flip fuck those git.
Well, they got Next Door Studios on there too, so.
True.
They're all over the place.
All right. Well, where were we, sir?
Below that.
Okay, so Philo, men.com announced that they have signed an exclusive deal for up-and-coming performer Philo, or Philo? I don't know.
A Philo do.
Yeah. Anyway, he made his debut in Philo Goes Raw. Well, if it's Philo Dough, raw is not a good thing.
You gotta cook that shit.
Anyway... but he's going to be shooting a new one. But his quote here is, "This has been a long-awaited milestone in my career, and I appreciate all the opportunities they are opening up for me," as in holes.
Well, you know, I mean...
Congrats. I mean, he's again, beautiful guy.
I want to know. I desperately want to know. So if you folks are out there and you know... Is he going to make more money with a studio, or would he make enough more money with, you know, OnlyFans?
I don't think it's... I think if they're with a studio, they could still do OnlyFans without any problems. But really? I don't... Obviously, I'm not in it. I don't know. But, a number of the performers are still doing OnlyFans. I think that they just can't do...
I think if you're a new performer, I don't think they...
Really?
I bet you anything... There's probably, and I don't know enough about it,
okay,
but there's probably an OnlyFans for, like, say, Falcon, Colt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So maybe when you first sign up, you have to, like, exclusively do OnlyFans for their sites.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them have a pay-per-month service anymore, so, I mean, they as well be their own OnlyFans. I mean...
True.
Like, even Tim... You know, Treasure Island Media has, you know, new from this artist, you know.
Right. So. Well, if anybody knows, send us an email.
We need to quiz more people.
Yeah.
I really do want to know how much a really great involved, content creator.
Okay,
An adult content creator.
Right.
How much money they really make a month, because... I mean, I have my favorites, and I don't think that my favorites make a lot.
Yeah, same for me.
But then there's people that are built like him. That, you know, I'd be built like that, too, if I didn't have a regular 9-to-5 job. But I'd say where I get bitter.
I was going to say that was really bitter.
Because these really high guys, I'm like, God damn, I could look. I wouldn't want to, I'm one of those people that does not need a six-pack. I'd like a flat stomach, but I don't need a six-pack. I really don't, because I want to be able to eat a pizza. I want to be able to eat hamburgers, you know what I mean?
You can eat them, you just throw up after. No, I'm kidding.
I just want to be able to go out with people and, like, you know, have a sundae, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. I totally get it.
A margarita and not freak out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
A margarita.
I'm a margarita drinker. I'm not really more of a beer person.
Beer definitely
has calories. So everything's got calories.
Every fucking thing.
Breathing has calories.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
So,
all right. Well, we had talked about Pride. Okay. So, and whether leather and kink type stuff was appropriate, and we said we were going to talk about that on one of the Pride shows. So
here we are.
Yeah, so this
it's Pride Month, folks.
I asked ChatGPT to summarize an article for me because it was very long, but it was really good. And it summarized it to say, pride, originally a rebellion against opposition, has evolved oppression. Into... What?
A rebellion against oppression.
Go for it.
Has evolved into a more inclusive event, overshadowed by corporate sponsors and questions from both within and outside the LGBTQ community. The validity of pride is often questioned, especially regarding the inclusion of kink and fetish communities. Critics argue that these displays challenge public decency, but Pride's roots in protest against respectability politics support their inclusion. Concerns about public decency, consent, and family-friendly environments are valid, but should be nuanced. Ultimately, Pride is a protest and a refuge for LGBTQ people, not an event to reinforce respectability politics. It remains a space for sexual liberation and expression, where the community decides its norms.
Okay, so that was the sum of the piece. The piece was an opinion piece by Kyle Jackson. It was published in Bear World Mag, at bearworldmag.com. And his summation for his piece was, I believe that kink belongs at Pride. For over 50 years, Pride has existed to give LGBTQ people space to be ourselves for one weekend in a world that silences and devalues us and our sexual identity constantly. It is not a circus for the outside world to attend. It is not a place to reinforce respectability politics. For LGBTQ people, it is a protest. It is a place of refuge. It is our space, and we will do with it what we please. Mm. And I really liked what he had to say. I'm still a little torn myself.
You know what? And I was going to say that, okay, I understand where he's coming from, but the truth of it is we all exist in two worlds. We exist in straight world, which mm-hmm. is the world that we were pretty much all raised in.
Right.
And somehow we still turned out gay. so much for their, you know, recruitment. Yeah. And so much for their indoctrination. Mm-hmm. But gay people are real. Gay people are real. I was raised by two straight people. But anyway, yeah. Nonetheless. But the thing is that because we live in two worlds, we live in a straight mm-hmm. world and we live in a gay world, I honestly think that... We kind of lost the ability to have a sexual pride, mm-hmm. a full sexy pride. Mm-hmm. Let me put it that way. We have a full sexy pride. We kind of lost that when we started bringing everybody's children into it. And, you know, I mean, I'm just... when we decided and we wanted to become mainstream, which we have.
Right.
We have to, you know, also abide by the mainstream rules, which is, you know, I mean... We go to, like, a sporting event or whatnot. Women mm-hmm. aren't... you know, walking around with, you know, duct tape on their titties, you know, mm-hmm. and with their coochies hanging out. They might be slightly sexual, yeah. and the hell, you go to a sports game, women and men are you know,
yeah.
maybe showing, you know, showing camel toes and moose knuckles, but, you know, they're not buck naked.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, is we do have things like Folsom Pride Fair and things like yeah, that, where that sexual expression mm-hmm. is you know, welcome.
We all have leather in our community.
I still remember the year bar. When we were, yeah, where we were at, where we did our first, our Pride at mm-hmm. South Side Park.
Yeah.
Where one year it was all leather and bears and fun and mm-hmm. dunk tanks and jock straps. And then the next year it was, and here's where the kids area goes. And here's where the color, and we're going to take all the stuff that you want as an adult and, you know, type thing, mm-hmm. which was basically like the leather booth, I think. And we're going to put it back here behind this really high fence mm-hmm. where nobody can see that you're even here.
Yeah. yeah.
And nobody did.
Yeah. yeah.
So,
and I mean, at our Pride here in California, in Sacramento, mm-hmm. It was done by the Capitol, right. down along the Capitol. Capitol has like a big green belt
yeah.
park that runs down Capitol Mall. And, so it was held in that, you know, in that area. And there was a leather area. Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, it was kind of, it still felt seedy to go in there, you know what uh-huh. I mean? And it wasn't very big. So, I mean, mm-hmm. we have a leather bar that has a really ginormous backyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was, you know, doing it right, I would I would be coordinating a leather pride at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. And so, I mean, it's just, I agree with you. We're at a point where if everybody's families and their kids and they're bringing their mom and their dad and everybody else like that, then we've got to abide by, well, we don't need, you know.
I mean, because so many...
We don't need a sling demonstrations.
Well, gays, lesbians, bisexual families are everywhere, and they all have kids.
But I definitely believe that there needs to be a place where that can be expressed.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's why I'm just saying that I don't think it could be the same place, though.
Yeah. So
I mean, you can still have sexy at the Pride.
Right.
But, you know, people don't need to see, you know, women walking around with, you know, strap-ons.
Yeah.
Dangling in front of them. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, okay.
Well, we did ask our listeners about that and what they thought. And Clayton said, Pride parades have historically challenged queer and straight communities. In the 90s, I recall a debate in the Boston queer community where if drag queens should be excluded by the parade for being too much. Mm-hmm. We need to challenge ourselves and our listeners. I say invite anything that is consensual and healthy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Just,
well, thank you. Clayton? You're wrong, but... No. Okay. Where are we at there? Okay. So, doxycycline, a.k.a. DoxyPep, is a post-exposure preventative used within 3 days of unprotected sexual encounters, a crucial shield against combating STIs among men who have sex with men. Find out more at secgrs.org. All right, so we're going to hurry through a couple other things. Maybe we'll save that one for the... Oh, that's a lot for the next show.
That's beefy.
Yeah, but let's check this out real quick. Let's do a couple wrecks. Starting with this wreck, who is no wreck. He is actually, you can find him on X. He is a Morgank's Thick.
M-O-G-R. Oh, God. M-O-R-G-X-N.
T-H-I-C-K-E. He has butch queen tendencies. He, they, and he's pretty fucking hot. So... Yo, woof. Go check him out.
Whoa.
I'm going to say it's just Morgan. I don't think the X is pronounceable, whatever. But anyway, we will have that link for you somewhere. We won't have it on X, girl. Okay, one more that is on X. And that is Husky Beef at husky_beef.com. Somebody, I guess we talked about him on a show or two ago, and somebody asked, who is that guy? How do I find him?
Who's that guy?
Yeah, look him up on X there. And
he is Husky, and he's Beef.
And I watched...
And he's got his milkshakes to bring me to the yard.
No. And I watched a video of him and his transformation from being like a really heavy guy into being a really husky, beefy...
Is he trans?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was just
fat. You said transformation a couple times.
Maybe trans fat. Because he was very overweight and he became Superman. So, and he is not...
Super
no six pack. I mean, he's just a big beefy
he's girthy
bodybuilder.
And he's thick with two C's, baby.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, he's...
And he's so fucking cute.
Yeah. He is hot.
Yeah.
Damn hot.
Okay, I think we might... no, we'll save that. All right. Hey, you got anything else that you want to talk about this issue? You got anything else you want to talk about this episode?
Not this episode.
Okay.
No.
We'll hit it up.
I mean, come on back. We can talk more about my penis.
We talk about that all the time.
We'll talk about Red Rocket.
We have a special text just for your penis.
Big Red Rocket.
Oh, okay.
No, that's
currently,
not what they called it.
Moving on.
Red Rocket.
Yeah. Currently, LGBTQ people of color in America have a disproportionately high rate of new HIV infections.
Golden Rule Services wants you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection.
If you think PrEP may be right for you, visit your local sexual health clinic.
You know, the other day, I forget who I was talking to, but I had to explain to them what PrEP was. Mm. And then I also told them about extended prep, injectional prep, PEP, and DoxyPEP.
Hmm.
And by the time I was done, they were like, I don't know. I didn't want to know all that. Anyway.
Good time.
Send your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com. And for the short time, our other email, actually, show@biggaysexshow.com, is working. So,
okay.
Hey, there you go.
So give us a call at 408-692-4827. Please call me. I'm very lonely. 408-692-4827.
Give him some ASMR. Do you remember, I think he does audio on X now. He used to call in and like jerk off for us on the old show, but it was always really soft. What was his name? I swear he's probably listening going, how could you forget my fucking name? Anyway.
Hmm.
You remember?
We'll have to go back and look.
Okay.
Remember, 408-692-4827.
Okay. Join our Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS.
Find all our links at allmylinks.com/MattWeege. MattWeege. MattWeege.
That is right.
And that's a wrap, folks.
That is. All right. And we will catch you in a week or so with another episode.
I'll catch you and spank you. Oh, yeah!
Oh, ASMR. Smack.
That butt.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.